This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Well, welcome, folks. Here in the Corporation Nation radio program. My name's Clint Richardson. Just going solo tonight. You know, I thought I have a buddy of mine. We go to breakfast every once in a while, and we break out the newspaper. And it doesn't matter if it's a local newspaper or a mainstream newspaper like the Wall Street Journal, which is what I have in front of me. It doesn't matter because they print the same stories. You see, there's little things called media packets and the AP press and the Reuters, they basically all print the same thing. So your newspapers, kind of like the Common Core education curriculum, your news will also be the same everywhere you go. You're going to learn the same thing through the newspaper. It doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. It'll have a different slant on the same exact crap. But before we get into that, you know, I realized something today, sort of an allegory, if you will. And I realized that the Constitution is very much like the Microsoft End User Agreement. Now, we get our computer, our new fancy computer, we break it out of the box, we turn it on, and there is this daunting, humongous, long, really ridiculous end user agreement contract that comes up and says you must agree to the terms of this end user agreement before you can use our software and all the computer little trinkets within the computer and everything. And it's ironic because what people do is they glance through maybe the first little part of it and then go to the end. And they click the little button that says, I accept these requirements. I accept this as a contract. No signature, which is very interesting. It's just a click. With one click, all of a sudden, your whole life goes into the Microsoft machine and gets all your information gets sold to the NSA and to other corporations that wish to sell things to you. And all of a sudden, your IP address is all over the place. And when you log on, Microsoft has a special way of knowing, you know, that you're in this particular city, and it will of course gear all of its advertising now to you locally instead of nationally, so you'll get little hits from lonely, desperate housewives in your area seeking fun. That kind of thing. You see, that's because Microsoft, through the end user agreement, has garnered your permission, your consent to do that. You see. Microsoft actually garners your consent through the end user agreement to come into your computer and destroy it. If you're not playing by Microsoft rules, if you go in and you're computer savvy and you change your registry so that certain things don't open and close when you start up your computer, Microsoft garnered your agreement through the end user agreement to turn those little switches back on to make sure that its tracking software stays on. You see, what we've done is we've said, I don't want to read that. I'm just going to go ahead and click this button and get on with my life. Well, you know, that's kind of what we do with the Constitution. You see, let's say we have a baby. And there's all these documents, all these things to fulfill out, Selective Service. There's all the Social Security information and all this. And we don't really want to understand what it is because we're interested in our bundle of joy, just like our little bundle of computer joy. We want to get into our baby. We want to live a natural life with our child. And so we sign up our children into this system. We click a little button that says, yes, I agree to the end user agreement. I submit my child as a ward of the state, and I will be its caretaker, and you can take my child anytime you wish. You can force my child to do whatever you want, basically, according to your legislation. And yes, I'll take the mark of the beast, Social Security number. Thank you very much. And it's really no different because we believe that Microsoft is somehow what? Altruistic? What do we think? We simply trust Microsoft's end user agreement to be a good thing. We simply say click and we agree to everything it wants to do to us. Well, guess what? We do the same thing with law. We do the same thing with our own life contract with government. So the Constitution is actually just like the Microsoft end user agreement. It's a great analogy. No one reads between the lines. Just want to get on with your life. Just click and go. That's all you got to do. Plug it in. Keep going. But then, you know, someone like me comes along and says, but wait a minute. What if I actually were to read this thing? Would I really want to go through that entire end user agreement called the Constitution? Would I really want to be bound by it? Would I really want to be to allow government to come into my home, for instance, and search and seize anything it wants to, just like Microsoft does on my computer? Would I really want that? I mean, do I really want to give my whole, you know, lifestyle up to government to give me permission to do everything? Well, that's what I'm doing by accepting this end user agreement called the Constitution, the U.S. Code, Uniform Commercial Code, and all of the other uniform laws, over 118 of them, a lot of them having to do with your child. This is all based off of this end user agreement. What does this end user agreement say? Well, how about the Fifth Amendment? Now we have this ridiculous thing in this country where we argue over the intent. Well, the intent of the Constitution was this. Oh no, the intent of the Constitution was this. Completely opposite. Well, you know, folks, if you don't know what the intent of something is because it's written in a way that leaves it open-ended, you've got a problem. No one in their right mind would sign an open-ended contract that allows things to be done outside the purview of that contract. Well, that's exactly what the Constitution is. It's exactly what your end user agreement is. Let's go to the Fifth Amendment. What does the Fifth Amendment say, folks? You've probably heard me say this before if you've ever read or listened to me, but I'm going to say it again. The Fifth Amendment is one of the worst things I've ever read. in all of contract history. I mean, you might as well just call this, I don't know, communism. It says, no person shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. Thank you so much. I so appreciate that you gave me this right. But we'll go over this when we get back. Stay with us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Folks, welcome back. Little Pink Floyd for your oral stimulation. The Fifth Amendment. You know, it's a really amazing thing when you actually finally are able to put the words into a logical you know, connection to actually understand the words of the Constitution, especially the capitalized ones, which we talked a little bit about yesterday. You know, for instance, the word order in the Constitution, capitalized, the word people, capitalized. Why would the word order, when it says, we the people, in order, why would you capitalize such a word? Well, you capitalize words like that because you specifically mean a specific order. And of course, when we go to the any dictionary, really, doesn't matter which, you find that order, when capitalized as a proper noun, the first reference that comes up is the Masonic order, because Masonic order is capitalized because it's a specific proper noun referring to a specific order. See, the word order is very misunderstood, just like most of the words in the Constitution. People being capitalized refers to specific people, not all people. We the people. Well, who was we the people? It wasn't me, it wasn't you. It wasn't even your father or mother, your grandfather. We the people. Really, we the people meant we the people here in order, in our Masonic order, who are declaring and ratifying this Constitution. That's really who it was. And who were those people? Well, they were all related, first of all, cousins, as we've discussed. And they were the representatives of the states. So really, when we say the word people, we really mean the states. The people were the states. We use the word people all the time, and yet we don't really understand what the word means. It's not referring to living human beings. Nothing in the Constitution refers to that. Government doesn't deal in the flesh unless to enslave it and put an artificial person on top of it. Government does not deal in the flesh. So the people cannot possibly be you and me. The people must, therefore, be the states, the representatives of the states, which are, for all intents and purposes, the states. So what did they say about our life, our liberty, and our property? Again, as we read between the lines and we actually discuss what the words in the Constitution actually mean, we discover what the intent actually was. The intent was to create a loophole so that the courts could take away your life, liberty, or property. It's really that simple. Nor shall any person be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Oh, well, wait a minute. Now, if the Constitution were to say that no person, no man, whatever, shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property, I'd be perfectly fine with that. That would be a lawful, loving, wonderful statement to suggest equity, that government cannot come and take your property, your liberty, which is your freedom, or your life. In other words, it can't come and kill you. But what this says, it says that you can be deprived of life, liberty, or property with due process of law. Well, what is due process of law, folks? 1790-91, the courts came along and basically started telling you what the Constitution's intent was. Due process of law is the court system. Who runs the court system? The Bar Association. Who's the Bar Association? Member of the International Bar Association and the United Nations. Coming from the Inns of Court, from England. Who is the Bar Association? Well, it's part of the Department of Justice. Well, wait a minute. That's an executive. Of course it is. There is no department, there is no branch of government called the judicial. It doesn't exist. The bar is part of the Justice Department. So when President Obama goes to court against the bar, he's going up against his own organization. Go look at the Department of Justice right there, Bar Association, Attorney General, all the Supreme Court justices, all the courts. It's all part of the Department of Justice. That's an executive branch, folks. So with due process of law, my life, mine and your life, liberty and property, can be deprived. That means they can kill you, they can steal your freedom by putting you in jail, and they can take your property anytime they want to. Because as we discussed with Mr. Eric Lovely on Tuesday, there's a big difference between property and real estate. Property would be something that is your own. It is not within the legal system, therefore the government can't touch it. But when you have real estate, that basically makes you a tenant of the land. Yes. So government can take that with due process of law. Now, I witnessed this firsthand, of course, locally. Utah seems to be the eminent domain state of choice. Amazing what goes on here. In California, probably in other states too, they have something called the Condemnation Fund and the commingled funds of the state treasurer. Guess what? All your taxpayer monies go into these types of funds through, you can see these in the CAFR. But the Condemnation Fund has a very specific purpose to it. It's actually kind of funny when you think about it, because the Condemnation Fund goes to pay just compensation to people whose property is taken. You understand how that works? They put money, literally, into an investment fund called the Condemnation Fund. And eminent domain is basically just like condemning a property. They make it so it's unlivable. You can't live there anymore because it's property of the government. And they then pay taxpayer money that's been invested as just compensation. We're literally funding our own eminent domain. You know, they call the Fifth Amendment, they call it the Takings Clause. Why do you think they call it the Takings Clause? Well, because it says, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Okay, you see, there's the Exception Clause. Now, if the Constitution were to say, nor shall private property be taken for public use, I'd be perfectly happy. And I would sign the Constitution as a contract. But you see, it left it open. It left open the loophole for the courts to come in, assign your property into a status of public real estate. Communism. Communitarianism. And now, it can take your property for public use. Because it's public property. That's what real estate does. That's what the status of real estate accomplishes. You see, the Fifth Amendment, if you're going to ask me what the intent of this was, I would say, well, I would say the intent of this was to leave open a loophole to allow government to have license. A license is nothing more than permission to do an unlawful act, to take my life, to kill me. It has license to put me in jail and make me have enslaved labor. That's, in other words, it takes away my liberty. And it takes away my property for its own use with due process of law and just compensation. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different, from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Many things you did. You ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
All right, folks, welcome back. I guess it's Constitution bashing day. I can't help it. This irrational worship of this piece of paper is what's killing us all. It is literally, the thing is full of what I call, I can't remember what I call them now. Sorry. Loopholes, basically things that on the surface sound good, but in what would have been small print back then, we see wording that that actually allows your life, liberty, and property to be taken. So when we see the word without due process of law, and when we see that private property can be taken for public use with just compensation. Private property can be taken for public use or cannot, excuse me, without just compensation. That's a loophole. Okay? It wasn't meant to be a permanent statement. It was meant to be something that can happen later. It was meant, your life was meant to be taken simply by giving a license. That is due process of law. Your freedom can be taken by license, by conviction, in other words. Let's go to the 13th Amendment, just to reinforce this. One of the most confusing statements ever. Neither voluntary nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States, or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. You know, there's a reason why that statement is stated in so many of the amendments that were created after the original 10. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Okay? Think about what that statement means. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Well, if neither slavery nor involuntary servitude. Now, again, okay, let's start over here. If the Constitution came out and simply stated that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction, I'd be fine with that. I really would. I would say, great, the Constitution's a wonderful document. But I can't say that, because what it says is that slavery as a punishment for crime, whereof the party has been duly convicted, there's your due process of law, can and shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Well, at this point, seems like the whole world. So slavery was not abolished. It was transferred. We were all made equal. When we got our equal rights, they said, now everyone can be a slave. And here is the loophole that allows that to happen. If you're convicted of a crime where the party shall have been duly convicted in a court of law through due process of law, if you qualify as that, then as a punishment for that, you can be forced into slavery or involuntary servitude. What do you think the private prison industry is? What do you think the private prison industry is? Do you think that the private prison industry would be in existence if it weren't for this foundational part of the Constitution? No. Because this allows slavery and involuntary servitude by your government, who contracts out to private companies, which, by the way, it's the major investor in those companies. How do you think they got the money to build the prisons in the first place? Through your taxpayer dollars and investment funds. Same story with everything. So I mean, literally, the private prison industry is built upon the fact not that slaves were set free, but that the 13th Amendment qualified everyone as a potential slave. All we need is punishment. Now, if we break this down further in your 13th Amendment, why would it specifically say slavery nor involuntary servitude? Well, it doesn't say anything about voluntary slavery, does it? Huh? What about voluntary servitude? What do you think it is to be a citizen of the United States? You serve your master. You are subject to its jurisdiction. What does the word subject mean, folks? Perhaps you'd like to look it up. Go to any of the legal dictionaries. You won't like what you find. And yet you are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. And if punished for a crime, you can be forced into slavery and involuntary servitude through the private prison industry. Folks, actually, it doesn't have to be private. I take that back. You know, we talked about this a little before, that the how about Unicor? UNICOR. What is Unicor? Well, go to unicor.gov. Unicor is the Federal Prison Industries. It is a self-sustaining, self-funded corporation of government established in 1934 by executive order. That was Roosevelt, by the way, same guy who started the in 1933 all of the presidential executive orders, making president the king, basically. With approval of Congress. Self-funded corporation of government established in 1934 by executive order to create. Now listen to this, folks, because this is not against the Constitution. This company, this corporation called Federal Prison Industries, a self-sustaining, self-funded corporation established by government through executive order in 1934 is constitutional. It is not against the Constitution, and here is why. It's established by executive order to create, quote, a voluntary real-world work program to train federal inmates. Don't believe me? Go look it up. Go to unicor.gov. Here, I'm going to click on my little link here. To create a voluntary workforce for federal inmates. Does that sound like the 13th Amendment would protect it? No, because that only talks about involuntary servitude and slavery. We're talking about voluntary servitude here, because we all volunteer to go to jail. It's perfectly constitutional. Slave labor in private prisons. It's perfectly constitutional. I don't know how to get that through people's heads. When I go to the unicor.gov, that's UNICOR website, folks, go to the website, please. I beg you. Okay? .gov, that means it's a government website. Look at everything that it sells. You think your slave labor is being exported to China? Look again. Unicor.gov. Let's read some of the possibilities that you can get. How about Bed, Bath, and Drapery? Oh, well, Bed Bath & Beyond's going to be upset about this competition. Or perhaps Bed Bath & Beyond sells products that come from slave labor. I found out very, very, I don't know what the word is, but I found out after a friend of mine put a hardwood floor down, found out later that it was built by prisoners, the hardwood. Shaw Flooring down there in Florida, I believe it is, uses slave prison labor to build their floors, their hardwood floors. Got to walk on that thing now. All right, folks, we'll be back. Stay with us.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. VPNforAll.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are talking about our mutual enslavement today and how it actually works, the backbone of it being, of course, that 13th Amendment, that 5th Amendment. Of the Constitution, and that brought us to what I wish more people would actually look at this. Go to unicor.gov, and for God's sake, just read what this thing does, why it's so important to have prisoners that you can pay such small amounts to get their work done. The mission of the Federal Prison Industries Incorporated, FPI, is to protect society. Remember, we're talking about how government has to protect us all. The reason we put you into prison for victimless crimes is to protect you. The mission of this is from the website. The mission of the Federal Prison Industries Incorporated, FPI, is to protect society and reduce crime by preparing inmates for successful re-entry through job training. You know, there is no difference between this and Common Core, if you think about it. No difference whatsoever. I was just talking to my board op, and he was saying that they're building schools now in the same setup as prisons because it's easier for the cops to go and regulate the schools. Successful re-entry through job training. Guess what, folks? That's what Common Core is designed to do, is to train you for job training. That's what Common Core is. It is the federal prison industry's vision to protect society, reduce crime, aid in the security of the nation's prisons, and decrease taxpayer burden. I don't know how that's possible, considering. Here's how it's possible. By assisting inmates with developing vital skills necessary for successful re-entry into society. Through the production of market-priced quality goods and services, FPI, Federal Prison Industries, provides job training and work opportunities to inmates, while minimizing impact on private industry and labor. Like I said, the buddy of mine's hardwood floor, it was made by Shaw. We found out later it was made by prisoners. They don't put a seal of prison industry labor on there. You know what they actually do too? This is a new since I've been to Unicor. There's a little side thing. It says made in America. Of all the most insulting, horrific things I can think of, the Made in America patch, the little circle with the flag, is now being put on products that are made by prisoners in the federal prison industry. My God. So when you buy American, apparently, you may very well be buying products from American prisoners. Voluntary servitude. Remember that? Why buy Unicor, it says. Unicor is a critical component of the Bureau of Prisons. Comprehensive efforts to improve offender reentry. My God. By providing inmates the skills needed to join the workforce upon release, Unicor reduces recidivism and helps curb the rising costs of corrections. Recidivism is re-entry into the prison system. In other words, people who get out of prison and come back. Rising costs of corrections. So they're creating products to offset the rising costs of corrections. What you don't know is that governments then actually buy from Unicor, all their products. Social value is another reason to buy American, in other words, buy prison. Your purchases generate lasting societal benefits. Did you know that? By buying products made by prisoners, you're actually benefiting the society. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. A reduction in government spending, the viability and health of our communities, improved public safety, and a second chance for thousands of inmates to one day become productive citizens. You see, that's very interesting how it says that, because they will go from prison and then they will become productive citizens. They'll go from one form of slavery to the other. One is forced, one is voluntary. Do you understand how that works? Do you understand that citizenship is voluntary servitude? Which, again, is very constitutional. The 13th Amendment is only against involuntary servitude, and only then if you are convicted of a crime. Do you see how that works? You go from jail into citizenship, into a new and supposedly better form of servitude. Simply put, it's the right thing to do, says Unicor. Now, keep in mind, if we were just talking about a documentary that said basically if the prison in certain cities, if the prison collapsed, if the prison industry collapsed, the town would go bankrupt. The town's economy would completely collapse because it's all based on working at the prison. Now, that's scary. How about small business support? We lead the government in its commitment to small business. Approximately 50% of our procurement dollars go to small, minority-owned, and disadvantaged businesses. Integrity. Integrity. That's one of the reasons you should buy products made in prisons. You can trust us to do the right thing. Oh, okay. So, except for the part where we put people in jail and force them to work for wages that are worse than any in Indonesia. Okay, you can trust us to do the right thing. As a Department of Justice component, Unicor adheres to a strict code of ethics and incorporates... I'm sorry, I can't say this with a straight face. I don't know how they could. Unicor adheres to a strict code of ethics, honor among thieves, and incorporates only the highest standards of business practices with broad-reaching purposes. Now, folks, I hope you either have a severe laughability reaction to this, or it's getting you angry, because you are just as eligible as anyone else. Your children are just as eligible as anyone else to become a member of Unicor by becoming a prisoner. How about stability? Well, yeah, it certainly is a stable corporation. After all, it was created by government. Stability, over 75 years of experience, excellent first impressions, and decades of solid relationships. We stand behind everything we sell. Now, here's the worst part of it. Now, I just want you to just step back for a minute, folks. Read between the lines of your consent, of your end user agreement. Okay? Why buy from Unicor? Because it's made in America. Quality. Made in the USA products and services. Supporting domestic jobs and our nation's economy. You want to know how it supports the economy? Because this guy over here can sell hardwood floors cheaper than companies who actually hire people who are not prisoners. That's how it supports the nation's economy. You notice it says our nation's economy. What is the nation, folks? It's not you. The nation is the United States. The nation is the federal government. The economy is the nation's. You got to understand that. So when we say made in the USA, we're talking about made in the jurisdiction of the federal prison industry. My God. This is reality. This is what's in our end user agreement. This is all constitutional. You understand? Quality. Purchasing ease. Oh, here's a great one. Green. Green inside and out. So the government prison industry, the forced labor, practices Agenda 21. Reduce, reuse, recycle. My God, folks. I've only got one question. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? You're going to listen to this and you're just going to shove it off? You're just going to let it happen, knowing that innocent people, victimless criminals, if you will, are in jail while the real criminals make a business out of forced servitude? Welcome to America, folks. We'll be back.
With financial